Every year, in midsummer, 4 days after a full moon, thousands of California grunion catch a wave at high tide and surf to the beach. And equally mysterious, thousands of humans turn out in the middle of the night to watch the small silvery fish spawn. Gloria Hillard sent our Saturday postcard from a California beach.
Okay, it was a warm, moonlit night, but at the sight of thousands of people with bobbing flashlights and plastic buckets, well, you just had to ask, why?
My name is Deborah Lichtstein, and we came here because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. People come from all over the world, and I remember doing it when I was a child, and I wanted to bring my kids out to experience this tonight.
My name's Jeannie, and I'm from Chino Hills. That's something I always wanted to do. We've gone to see the whales twice and never seen any whales, so we're hoping for a better turnout tonight than we get with the whales.
We're the Bishop family, Ron and Jeannie, and a bunch of little kids. We're here to see the grunion run tonight and learn about the circle of life.
The Cabrillo Marine Aquarium in San Pedro has been hosting public grunion runs for 20 years. Craig Peterson is one of a dozen staff members and biologists who will be making sure that before the public descends on them, the grunion have some needed privacy.
It's sex on the beach is what we say around here, and that's what happens. People come out to see this phenomenon. It's really a strange thing to witness, and people enjoy it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. We're going to proceed to the beach at this time.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I need everyone to go ahead and find a seat. Make yourself comfortable. The less movement that we make, the more likely we are to have grunion.
As I've been standing here, I do see a couple of fish coming up with the waves and going out again. They're not sticking, as we call it.
Mike Shod is with the aquarium.
They're flitting and back towards the water. Those are probably males, and once we let them build up, eventually the females will come up too.
And when they did, this is what happened.
Okay, bots, go out there and catch some grunion.
Grunion them up!
The grunion people did outnumber the grunion on this night. Chances are the tiny fish got one look at their fans and high-tailed, or more appropriately, fish-tailed it out of there. But everyone had a good time, and when the coast was clear, those romantic grunion surfed back in. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.